Bosvick will take a ball and 3-1. 3-1 the count. Chris Stanley has brought our attendance totals here. As Wozmik will follow up back and out of play. And the count full at 3-2. Conspiracy all the way. This one will go down in history as probably, I demand a recount. Recount Stanley, go back and count them again. 3-2, and Wozmik will take ball 4.
Thank you, Chris Stanley. We'll stare at keep our distance here.
All right, so runners at first and second for Rigo. Here comes Josh Byard to the plate. Jordan Wozmik walking. Oh, my goodness. Yes. We are getting better. Fire takes a strike called. 0-1.
376 is their attendance today, bringing the grand total to 3,750 for this tournament.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
And you want to give them the rest of the good news, Randy?
Well, there's two on and two out. Here's Fire lacing it down the left field line. Imdick will not get it. That'll score Keeman. Wozmik stops at third and into second with a double. It's Josh Fire, and Regal has taken the lead back here in the sixth.
Wow, he drilled that one down the left field corner, and Imdick could not get to that one. It was fading away from him.
So 4-3, Regal out in front with two outs, and Austin Campson to the plate. Campson, so far today, 1-for-2 with a solo home run, takes Mullen inside for ball 1-2. Okay, 376 the total today. Don guessed 325. He was 51 off. And I guess 321. I was 55 off. So a 4-fan difference. Don wins the candy bar. And I think we're even now.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Thought I had to set another dollar on you.
Hampton takes high for a ball in 3-0 now. Runners at second and third, top of the order, Shane Rademacher on deck. There's Hadley's pitch. There's a strike call in 3-1. So the new attendance, grand total, 3,700. Campson will walk ball 4. And Cody Eicher's out to have a word with Austin Hadley. Austin stretching out his back a little bit. Shane Rademacher comes to the plate. Base is loaded. Rademacher, so far today, 1-for-3. Reached on an error and scored. Hadley pitch, Rademacher fouls it to the net. And the count's at 0-1 to Shane. Oh, on the count, 4-3. Regal leading El Rosa, top of the sixth inning.
750 people, Randy. That's amazing, isn't it?
That is an amazing region. Here's the pitch. Rademacher swings and misses strike 2. 0-2 the count. No balls, two strikes, two outs. The bases loaded for Regal here in the sixth. Hadley delivers, and Rademacher follows it back to the net. The count stays 0-2.
My calculations are about 268 people more than we had last year with the 18. That sounds about right, doesn't it?
And you divide that by 16,
and then what?
And then you figure out how many people per game. Oh, I thought John would do that in his head, but he's taken out a calculator. Rademacher swings and misses out on strikes, and that'll do it for Rico here in the sixth. They come up with one run on two hits. There were no errors. The bases left loaded. After 5.5 innings, it's Regal 4, El Rosa 3. More baseball to come in a minute here on KFM Albany.
Bottom of the sixth inning, 4-3. Regal has taken the lead back over El Rosa. Matt Schmitz will lead it up for El Rosa, followed by Pat Ellis and Kevin Kiepler. Austin Gampson on the mound in relief of Shane Rademacher and Jordan Wozniak. 1-0 the count to Schmitz. He'll follow it to the backstop and the count at 1-1.
Ball and a strike. Austin Hadley running sprints down the left field line after he came in from the dugout. He must be tightening up. 1-1. Schmitz pops this one up in the infield. Jordan Beyer, shortstop behind second, makes the catch for out number one.
I still don't trust these guys yet. I think they're trying to pull one on me in Canada, but
yeah. Randy Schoenberg's in here now, and they're all high-fiving each other, and every once in a while, Donnie, that bird finds a worm or something like that. You found a big fat grub worm today. Oh, yeah.
No, I just kind of baited you into that one. You just kind of kept egging me on with more people all the time here.
Uh-huh.
Kind of tone it down a little bit, Randy.
Two balls, no strikes. Which is high, and 3-0 now to Pat Ilias. Pat batting here, bottom of the sixth inning, 4-3. Regal with the lead over El Rosa. There's a strike called, and 3-1.
Yeah, yeah, we did.
Yeah, we're getting really good at this.
Yes, maybe we were what, over 100 off.
Yeah. Ilias follows it back and down the left field line. And the count pulled the path at 3-2.
Ooh, the kids were scrambling for that one, weren't they?
Three balls, two strikes. Campson delivers. Ilias, another pop-up foul. Nathan Meyer chasing. He's going to run out of real estate. And the count at 3-2 yet. We know that Farming is the number 4 seed, St. Martin the number 3 seed. We know that St. Martin will play Montgomery, the number 2 seed. We'll get Shakopee. And strike 3 called. Ilias is caught looking. And the number 1 seed will get a bye. They'll get a week off. Kevin Kiepler to the plate here in the 6th. Kevin, so far today, been hit by pitches both at bats. And there's a strike called on the inside corner, 0-1 to Kevin.
Got that little bit of lean to his, turns his shoulder a lot in that batter's box if it's a close pitch.
1-0 the count. Kiepler drives this to left field as he
long way back
makes that high fastball. Rademacher back on the track, makes the catch for the out.
That'll do it for the Saints here in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. After six innings, Regal 4, Carosa 3. More baseball to come in a minute here on KSM Albany. Top of the seventh inning. This championship game of Region 15C, Jordan Beyer will lead it off. Swing and a miss at Austin Hadley's first pitch, strike one. Jordan Beyer so far today is 0-for-3. He reached on an error in the third. Pitch outside of ball, and 1-1 the count to Beyer. Hadley's breaking ball inside and 2-1. We commented the first game that we saw Regal play that Jordan always likes to kind of turn his body into him at the end of every pitch. Pitch outside and 3-1. What are we at for hit batters, Don? 42?
As of right now, we are at 42.
42 hit batters in 16 games. Three balls, two strikes to count.
Here's a shot past Kiefler at third into the left field base hit for Jordan Beyer.
2.625 per game.
That's darn accurate.
So far.
So far.
Yeah, that was through the 16th game. That one.
No, when you throw that stat out, it doesn't sound so bad anymore.
No. If you throw the other stat out, if you divide it by the attendance, 268 people per game.
Sure.
And that doesn't come out either because I tallied that up with five games on that Saturday, and that comes out to a lot more than what the attendance was.
Right. Nathan Meyer at the plate, a strike called, and now Meyer gets hit by a pitch. He'll go to first. I'll throw those stats right out the window.
That percentage just went up to 2.75.
Okay, so Chris Beyer coming to the plate. Tim Beyer just went down to Chris and said something here with nobody out, two on. Chris looks like he's swinging away there, Don, and takes the first pitch for a called strike, 0-1.
I think he takes about a number four hitter, do you?
Chris, pretty good hitter. Got some power so far today, 0-for-3 in his DH role. Here's a throw back to second. Eicher's throw just about getting Jordan Beyer at second. Boy, that was a good throw by Cody Eicher.
Yes, it was. You got to be on the same page with your shortstop on that, don't you? They got to have a sign.
And got to know he's always looking for it, always looking for it.
Absolutely.
One ball, one strike. It's inside to Chris Beyer, and 2-1.
Careful with Chris here.
He's got a home run in this tournament. Beyer takes high for a ball and 3-1. Now there's been 9 home runs hit in this tournament. Austin Campson collecting his. Beyer will take outside ball 4, and that's going to load him up for Blake Karsh.
Austin's day is coming to an end here pretty quick.
And
Austin Brown, he knows it already.
Yeah, Matt Mittendorf coming out to the mound, too. Austin Hadley did a great job on the mound, maybe giving him a couple of good handshakes there. And pitching change, looks like Brady Weller coming out, Don.
Yes, it is.
So Brady Weller coming out. He's going to take his warm-up tosses, and we got a pitching change right now in Painesville. We'll take a one-minute timeout here on KASM Albany. Pitching change for the El Rosa Saints here in the top of the seventh inning, Don Heinen. The base is loaded. And who gets to try to save it here? Grady Weller will come in here in the seventh inning and try to shut the door on the Regal Eagles here. And Austin Hadley will go back to left. He'll go to left field, take over that spot. Nobody out. Blake Karsh at the plate. And the first pitch to Karsh. Strike called, 0-1. Regal leading 4-3. Next, you got Dennerud running at first base here for the DH for Fire. Yeah, himself. Here's a ground ball right back up the middle. Through Weller's glove. That's going to score one. That's going to score Nathan Meyer. And it's 6-3 Regal. Boy, that went right under Brady Weller's glove, John, and that was that close to being a double play.
That was close.
That would have been home to first.
I think so.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't have had a bare hand that one either, would he have?
No.
Man alive. That was a shot hit.
Karsh gets a hit. Regal gets a three-run lead, and still nobody out. Here comes Nathan Beyer. Chris Beyer, the runner, Derek Dangerud, ends up on second base. And here's Nathan Beyer looking to bunt on the play. And I think Cody Eichers, John, thought that Nathan was going to put the bat on the ball. Cody never caught it.
No, he did. It went off his chest protector, I think.
Yeah, and it caromed off to the third base side. They're saying, did he offer? And the base umpire said, no, he did not even offer at it. So they're going to rule it a ball, 1-0. Where did the umpire take that?
Maybe the umpire got that.
You're right. That could be the case because the home plate umpire, John Garrett, Cody's going, sorry, I should have caught that. Six to three, our score. Regal leading El Rosa. One ball, no strikes.
Well, it almost looked like he offered at that, didn't it? Apparently not.
Brady Weller kicks and delivers. There's a strike called and 1-1. Ball and a strike. Dangerud over at third. At second base, it's Karsh. Squeezes on. Beyer puts the bunt down, rolling down the line, and Ilias swipes it foul at first. Wow, that was close.
Oh, my God, did you see that? The umpire was standing on old plate.
Oh,
Dangerud. I don't know if he would have been able to score.
So
he got caught on home plate, watching the ball on the chalk line. Dennerud would tell him he had to stop because the umpire was right on the plate. Now he kind of patted him on the bat. He thought, well, that was my fault.
1-2, Beyer will pop this one up in the infield. Matt Edgorf over at short makes the catch for the out and one down.
Big out.
Still got the infield in on the grass. Wozmik steps to the plate. Wozmik so far today, 0-for-2 with a walk. Ooh, two runs in here in the seventh inning, 6-3 Regal. Base runners at second and third. That infield in on the grass. Wozmik takes low for a ball, 1-0. Nice stop by Cody Eichers. The only way that ball was going to get by Cody is go to his right or his left side. That wasn't going to get through him.
Tell you what, they got the same situation here on a suicide if they like to. See if they could try an El Rosa here.
Second and third. One out. Wozmik will take inside for a ball and 2-0.
Still a quick play, isn't it? That double steal suicide.
Unreal. Two balls, no strikes.
A shot by Wozniak. Here comes the throw home, the slide, the tag, and Dangerud is out. What a play by A.J. Hadley. You know, when A.J. fielded it, I did not think they were going to get him.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what. Cody Eichers made a play at the plate, a short hop that caught it and got enough presence of mind to turn around, tag the runner sliding on head first. Cody did it.
Look at that.
Bang-up play for both the second baseman and the catcher. Runners at first and third. Elrose, of course, talking what they're going to do just in case Wozniak decides to take off from first. Regal holding on to a three-run lead. Wozniak safe on the fielder's choice, and out at home, it's Dangerud. 4-2 on the putout. Two outs. Going on the play is Wozniak. They're just going to give him second base and concentrate on Josh Pyer, and Josh takes a strike in 0-1.
Cody wound up like he was going to throw that off that batter's eye in center field. He almost caught him off the third base over there, too.
0-1 to count. It's to Pyer. Third ball a little bit high, and the count 1-1. Josh Pyer had a double back in the sixth inning. Scored a run. And an RBI there. Hits to Pyer a little bit low, and now 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Runners at second and third. Here's the pitch by Weller. Kiefler smothers it at third. Cross the diamond, 5-3 on the put out of Josh Pyer. And that will do it for Regal in the seventh. They come up with two runs on two hits. No errors, and two left on base. We played 6.5. It's Regal 6, El Rosa 3. More baseball to come in a minute here on KSM Albany. Bottom of the seventh inning, a 6-3 Regal lead. Austin Campson on the mound delivers, and Ethan Vogt swings and misses strike one. It'll be Vogt, James Kiefler, and Matt Mittendorf, scheduled hitters against Austin Campson here in the seventh. Curveball. Call strike two to Ethan Vogt and 0-2. No balls, two strikes. And Vogt swings and misses. He's out on strikes.
Beautiful pitch by Campson. Austin Campson on relief here. Since the pitch inning, does doing a good job out there.
For one out, here's James Kiefler. James, so far today, 0-1. The sacrifice bunt has laughed at bat and shanks this one down the left field line. Long foul ball for James Kiefler.
I think that stays fair. That's gone. I do.
Agreed. Kiefler was at the plate time when El Rosa executed that perfect, the suicide squeeze where they scored two on that. There's a strike call to Kiefler and 0-2.
Not Kiefler. Trying to get one off the elbow again.
Yes, he did.
That was a pretty good curveball. Good call as a strike.
The ball's two strikes. Campson's pitch and Kiefler. Fly ball to center field. Wozniak has a beat on it, makes the catch for out number two. Two outs, and shortstop Matt Mittendorf. Perhaps that. Matt so far today, 0-2. He was hit by a pitch back in the third inning. Austin Campson's pitch, chopper to deep short. Jordan Pyer up with it, over to first, 6-3 on the putout. Mittendorf, that'll do it for El Rosa. Quick seventh, 1-2-3 they go here in the seventh. Hey, we'll be back in a minute, 6-3, El Rosa leading Actually, Regal leading El Rosa 6-3. We're back in a minute here on KSM Albany.
Top of the eighth inning. Scared at us. As we go to the top of the eighth inning. And Austin Campson will lead it off.
Don, you have your mother-in-law here today again, right?
Yes, we do. Rose Schaefer's here watching her hometown Regal Eagles.
Rose and her 93 years here on Earth has watched a few baseball games over the years.
And really enjoys baseball. She had a lot of grandkids that played baseball, so she enjoys baseball quite a bit. Still listens to the Twins, watches the Twins. Whenever she gets them, she's usually watching. I think she said the other day she was listening to Chasm Radio and turned the volume down on the TV and watched the Twins.
Austin Campson leads it off, a ground ball up the middle that A.J. Hadley tries to make a play on and can't. And so he gets a hit out of it. One on, nobody out. Shane Rademacher at the plate. Pitch a ball to Shane, 1-0. Brady Weller on the mound. Shane follows it off, and the count 1-1.
Probably shouldn't just say grandson's playing. Some granddaughters that were pretty good softball pitchers.
One ball, one strike.
Catchers are playing softball. Laura, I know, was a good catcher for softball. Good hitter.
Campson takes his lead at first. The pitch, strike two called, and 1-2. Rademacher so far today, 1-for-4 with a run scored. Started out pitching today for Regal. Brady Weller on the mound. Delivers, and Rademacher will follow this one back and out of play. Count stays 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Campson leads from first. Weller again delivers the curveball high to Campson, or to Rademacher, and the count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. This game, seeding game, winner is the number one seed, loser the number two seed. Rademacher swings and misses each down on strikes. Nice pitch by Brady Weller.
Yes, it was. Looks like Brady's getting a little looser here right now.
Bring Jordan Beyer to the plate with Austin Campson at first. Be a short award ceremony following our game here today, according to Randy Schoenberg, our regional commissioner. And then, Don, they said they'll do some drafting.
Yes, they will. They'll be drafting.
Ooh, nice bunt by Jordan Beyer down the first baseline. Pat Elias and Beyer race to the bag, and now they say out. So the base umpire called out, the home plate umpire called out. No, they're going to give them first base. Whoa. So the base umpire saying that he got his hand in there before Ilias touched it, and he overruled the base umpire. Had Ilias arguing that, hey, the base umpire had a far better angle, but the home plate umpire overruled the base umpire's call.
So what is he?
He's going to stay at first. He's safe. An infield single for Jordan Beyer.
Wow.
So an infield single.
Good out punt again.
Yeah, very good punt. There's one out. One out, two on. El Rosa keeps the middle of the infield back. Here's Nathan Meyer at the plate. Canson at second, Meyer at first. Brady Weller on the mound. His pitch is high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Weller's pitch popped up in the infield. It should be an infield fly. Pat Ilias over at first will make the catch for the out. And two outs.
That's a big out. Nathan Meyer popping up in the infield here with runners at first and second with one out. Now there's two outs.
Two down, and Campson still at second. Jordan Beyer at first, and here's designated hitter Chris Beyer. Chris takes the ball, 1-0. Brady Weller's pitch, and Beyer laces it down the left field line, foul.
Boy, he went down and got that, didn't he?
That was, down by his knees and shins. It was way down. One ball, one strike. We're in the top of the eighth inning. Rego leading El Rosa 6-3. Six runs, eight hits, no errors for Rego. Three runs, five hits, three errors for El Rosa. Championship game, a 15-seed curveball from Weller. Missing a little bit outside. And the count at 2-1. Brady Weller kicks and delivers. Strike two called on the inside corner, and 2-2.
Delayed call.
Yeah.
Punches them, you know.
Two outs, two strikes.
I like umpires that do that.
Weller's pitch, curveball, just missing outside the count, full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. See if the runners take off here, and they do go. And Beyer drives it down the left field line, foul. And the young kids are going for that ball down by the batting cage down the left field line. And the count stays full at 3-2. Yeah, lots of activity down that left field line. I always like to come to a baseball park where the kids bring their gloves and they're throwing the ball.
It's always fun to see it.
Sometimes they're hitting. Yeah, it looks like they are hitting too. Brady Weller steps off the rubber.
You just enjoy watching kids playing baseball, don't you?
I do.
It's just, you know, they're not on their games or being in the house or sitting around moping. You're out there playing catch, bad.
Runners go. Beyer launches one foul again. This down the left field line. A little bit farther foul. Count stays full at 3-2. Boy, Chris is timing that pretty good, Don. He's a little bit out in front of it.
Yes, he is. Give the kids some activity over there.
Three to the count, two outs. Brady Weller kicks delivers, and that pitch is blowing inside. Ball four, and Beyer will draw the walk. That'll load him up for Karsh.
Karsh, left-handed stick here in this lineup.
Tim Beyer saying something to Blake Karsh right now as he steps into the batter's box. Two outs. The base is loaded. Brady Weller kicks and delivers. Karsh will take outside for a ball, 1-0. Ball and no strikes. Eddie again. He comes home, and Carso Paula backing out of play. Count 1-1. 1997, Don, when Rico last made it to the state tournament, would Buddy Beyer have been the manager then? Probably.
I believe so. Yeah, I believe
Buddy was definitely the manager when Rigo won their state championship in the early 90s. Here's a shot to Hadley at second. He grabs the line drive for the out, and that'll end Rigo threat here in the eighth inning. No runs in the eighth for Rigo on two hits. There were no errors. The bases left loaded. We played 7.5. Rigo 6, El Rosa 3. More baseball to come in a minute here on KSM Albany. Bottom of the eighth inning we go here at Painesville, reaching 15-seat baseball action on KSM. A.J. Hadley leading off the eighth inning for El Rosa. Jordan Beyer makes a play behind second, throws to first. Nathan Beyer scoops it. Wow, star play on both ends. Beyer to Beyer and a 6-3 putout.
Out there, he went to his left and kind of slid on his knees to stop it. Got up and threw a one-hopper to Jason Byers right up the right field line, and Nathan stretched out and short-hopped that. Nice play, both sides.
Austin Hadley to the plate. Austin takes a strike, called 0-1.
Gives your pitcher a little bit more confidence, doesn't it?
Really does.
Yeah.
Austin Campson, third pitcher to throw for Regal this afternoon. And the pitch a little bit low to Campson, and the count 1-1. One ball, one strike. One out, no one on. Pitch two, Hadley inside a ball, 2-1. Austin Hadley so far today, 0-for-2 with a walk. Well, it's one strike. Hadley will follow it back and out of play, and the count 2-2.
Boy, Austin's done a nice job since he's come in. Couldn't quite find the right combination here today, could they, Regal? That shot, Rodenwacker start. They had Jordan Wozniak come in for a little bit, and he didn't look too bad, but he wasn't fighting the strike zone completely. So they switched to Austin Campson here. And
yep. Hadley bounces back to Campson on the mound. Austin Campson will flip to Beyer at first, and a 1-3 put out of Austin Hadley.
Brady Weller's in here right now doing a nice job. Austin Hadley started the game. Not sure what inning he went out.
Cody Eichers at the plate, takes the first pitch. Balls it back and out of play right here near the sports deck. And 1-1 to Cody Eichers. Yeah. Brady Weller coming in seventh. Back in the seventh inning with the bases loaded. Weller able to get out of it, giving up two runs in that inning. Here's the pitch. Cody Eichers swings and misses. Strike two. 0-2 the count to Cody Eichers. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. 6-3. Rico leading El Rosa, 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors, 3 runs, 5 hits, 3 errors for El Rosa. Pitch is high for a ball, and 1-2. And a setting new attendance records today here in Region 15C.
3,750.
Eichers will follow it back and out of play. Count stays 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Ready on the mound is Campson, and Eichers just takes the bat and goes with the pitch right up the middle of base hit.
That's a good piece of hitting by Cody Eichers. Didn't try to do too much with it. Just took it where it was pitched and just kind of lined it right up the middle.
Cody now 3-for-4 on the day. He's got a double.
Got a pinch runner for him here. Derek Wiener will run for Cody.
Cody comes back to the dugout.
And here's Matt Schmitz, the DH. Schmitz will take the ball, 1-0. The ball, no strikes. Matt, so far today, 0-3.
Austin Campson delivers, and Schmitz tags this one to left. Yeah. Looking up, it's gone. Now Rosen down by a run at 6-5 on the 2-run blast by Matt Schmitz to left field.
Off that green shed out there. Bones swung from hit that shed. Wow. You could hear the crack of that bat.
So Matt Schmitz goes yard, scoring in front of him, Wiener. And it's 6-5 in the bottom of the eighth.
Yep, that was left fielder looked up and thought, whoa.
Yeah, Shane Rademacher never even chased it. He
no.
knew it was gone. It sounded so good off the bat. There is that sweet spot in a wood basket, isn't there?
Absolutely.
Here's Pat Ilias. I think the Major League ball player really has that sweet spot figured out. Ilias drives it up the middle. That's a base hit off of Campson. So after two were out, three consecutive hits by the Arosa Saints. And Kevin Kiesler up at the plate. Kevin, so far today, is 0-1. He's been hit by the pitch twice. And the first pitch, a strike call to Kevin, 0-1.
Not over till it's over, is it?
That's right. Kevin, his last at bat, a long fly ball to left field that Rademacher caught on the warning track. Hampson delivers, and Kiefler waves at that pitch. Ball gets by Campson, but rolls to Jordan Beyer at short. So Pat Ilias not doing anything as far as advancing from first. 0-2 the count to Kiefler. Got somebody doing some sprinting for Regal down that right field line, number 9. Here's Kiefler, ground ball to Beyer at third. Nathan up with it. Over to first, 5-3 on the put out of Kiefler. That'll do it for El Rosa in the eighth. They come up with 2 runs, 3 hits, no errors, 1 left on. We've played 8. Regal 6, El Rosa 5. Our ninth inning coming up in a minute here on KASM Albany. Top of the ninth inning, Nathan Beyer. Batter's box, first pitch from Weller. A ball 1-0 to Beyer. Now Nathan. Ground ball to Ilias over at first. Pat able to glove it and run it to the bag. The unassisted putout for Pat Ilias. That got pretty close to hitting the first base bag on Pat Ilias.
Yes, it did. Pat got behind it and stayed with it. And
out legged Nathan to the bag. Bring Jordan Wozmik to the plate. Jordan so far today, 0-3. With a walk. Pitch goes off of the glove of Cody Eichers and 1-0.
This time up here for Jordan Wozmik.
One ball, no strikes. Wozmik takes a strike on the inside corner and 1-1.
Couldn't pull the trigger, could he? Seen it coming, but he couldn't pull the trigger.
Ball, 1 strike. Brady Weller, curveball that misses inside and the count 2-1. Boy, this score, Don, 6-5. Regal leading El Rosa has set us up for an exciting ninth inning. It will. Wozmik swings and misses. Strike 2-2.
I don't know what he's got on that, but Cody said a heck of a time holding on to it. Had a lot of spin on it, huh?
I think so. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Time called by Wozmik. you're looking ahead to the bottom of the ninth inning, El Rosa set to send Ethan Bolt, James Kiefler, and Matt Mittendorf to the plate. Wozniak batting here. One out, nobody on. Rigo scoring two runs in the first on an Nathan Meyer home run. Added a run in the fifth inning, and sixth inning, and two in the seventh. Pitch is a call, strike three, and Wozniak gets caught looking.
What a pitch by Weller on that one, right down by the knees on the inside corner. And Wozniak could not pull the trigger on that one either.
That'll bring Josh Beyer to the plate. Josh, 1-for-4 today, had a double, RBI. Weller's pitch, strike called on the outside corner to Josh Beyer. Beyer follows this one down the left field line. It'll go out of play. And again, Austin Imdick. No, that's Austin Hadley.
Hadley.
He jumps the fence. He literally hurdles the fence. Chasing that foul ball.
Oh, my goodness.
That's some ups.
Yeah.
0-2 the count. It's bouncing in front of the plate, and 1-2.
We've seen him jumping. We've seen him somersault over it already.
Right, right. We've seen him fall over the home run fence, the outfield fence.
Good hard play.
Ball and two strikes to Josh Beyer. Hey, don't forget the final Dick Foot Show of the 2016 season tonight at 7 o'clock here on KASM. We're You'll get the latest scores and highlights from various amateur baseball games played across central Minnesota. Take a closer look at all these regional playoffs. Beyer fouls it up. Him down the third baseline. Kim Beyer kind of faking like he had the ball.
Beyer's strong and sitting on that hill a little bit. He thought it was going to hit the fence and it'd come up on him, and he did flag it down.
Two strikes to Josh Beyer. And Beyer laces this to left field. That's a solid single. He'll get to first base, and that's it on a great play by Hadley to cut it off and hold him to a single.